Hello and welcome to the EFL Podlog with Chris and Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi there, Chris.
So, I'd just like to ask you a few things about what you miss in terms of food from the UK. You're from Derby.
Yes, I am. Well, it's interesting because, of course, living in France, food, great food is like everywhere. But I have to say, I do miss some things. So, if I dare say, bread, sliced bread.
Sliced white bread?
Yes, because I really, you know, I like a sandwich. And I find the sliced bread here is, it's like an American bread. Well, they call it American Harry's bread. It's not very tasty. I know that there's the French baguette, but I don't think you can get a good sandwich with that.
Mm.
So I do miss good sliced, a loaf of sliced bread.
Like the mother's pride sliced bread,
yes,
yeah?
Yes, yes.
Mm, I don't like sliced bread. I do actually like English, the real bread that's made in the UK, but not many people know it from my French friends, anyway.
Yeah, I bet you're thinking of a nice ploughman's lunch.
Something like that,
with a nice slice of bread.
Yeah, big doorstep of a cottage
doorstep,
loaf.
Doorstep, yes, yeah, that's lovely. Mm.
So why is bread so important?
Well, because I think we eat it a lot, and I read somewhere that 90% of British meals are made with bread.
That sounds a bit of an exaggeration.
Yes, so do I. I agree with you. But, you know, we eat lots of sandwiches.
It's true.
But 90%, but I would say 100% of French meals are with bread.
Mm.
But it's not the main part of the... it's not the main ingredient, let's say, of the dish.
Mm. Yeah, I can't say I miss sliced bread myself.
Oh, well, there you go.
Not at all. Mm. How about something else?
Oh, well, when I get back to the UK, the first thing I always eat is fish and chips.
Ah, okay.
And, as I'm from the north, mushy peas.
What are mushy peas?
Well, mushy peas is a pea, but it's kind
just
of...
just one?
Yeah, peas with, when I say mushy, they're a bit sort of soft in a kind of sauce, a pea sauce. But the thing about mushy peas...
You're not selling this well.
No, I know, but even when you see them, they're not great. The thing about mushy peas is that they are so green.
Okay.
That's what I like about mushy peas.
Mm-hmm.
They are so green that they're artificial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they're great. Anyway, I really miss that. And fish and chips.
And I believe, because I've been to the north once or twice.
Yes.
I've tried to avoid it, but I've been once or twice. And I noticed that in the north you eat peas with gravy. Not peas, chips with gravy.
Now, this was a speciality from my youth. Because, of course, you know, in those, when I was 14, 15, you couldn't afford fish and chips. So all we could have was chips and gravy.
Oh, really?
So that was my kind of pocket money price. And you walk in the street with your kind of little polystyrene tray of chips and gravy. Delicious.
I can't think that there's any reason for anybody to put gravy on chips.
Well, for me, it's normal.
I know. In the southwest where I come from, we'd never dream of that.
So what do you dream of then in the southwest?
Lots of things, but I just want to ask you about things that you miss from home. I'll tell you one that I miss. I miss it. Okay, I'll miss it a little. I'll miss it a lot. It's Marmite.
Oh dear! I don't miss that at all.
I love Marmite.
Dear, oh dear.
Marmite on toast is fabulous.
On toast. On
yep.
toast.
That's another meal.
This is the bread. This is the bread coming back.
It is, yeah. But Marmite on toast is, it's like an angel crying on your tongue. However,
but did you have that for your breakfast or your dinner or your tea?
Breakfast it's nice, yeah. My sons like it as well. They're French, but they love it. But I would say that, you know, we have this thing. It's a big controversy, in fact, is that people, you either love or hate Marmite. You cannot just like it a little bit or detest or not, or just, you know, you either love it or you hate it. There's no two ways. And in France, we have a thing called viandox, which is a little bit like Marmite, a little bit more liquidy, but it's nothing like it.
No.
And you'd never dream of using it as a substitute. However, I'm happy to say that Marmite is available.
But yeah, but what about the Australian Vegemite? Is that what it's called, Vegemite?
It's called Vegemite, yeah.
I'm not a Marmite eater, but would you say it was on a par?
It's similar. It's not as good, obviously, but it's a similar type of thing. It's got a slightly different taste, but if I was in a desert, I would eat Vegemite if Marmite wasn't available.
Okay. Well, another thing that I really miss would be an Indian takeaway.
Ooh, you and me both.
I mean, I tell you.
Ah, yes.
These are, it's just so wonderful, isn't it? And I know they have Indian restaurants now in Toulouse, where we are in France, but I don't know. It's not the same taste.
It's not. They're not as good.
No, it's a bit, if I dare say, in France, it's a bit more refined.
I would use the word bland.
Oh, would you? Okay.
Yeah, there's not the spice taste, and I don't mean the kick of the chili or whatever, but you don't get the deep flavours of Indian that you get in the UK.
Yeah.
It's not as good.
And of course, the great thing is having a takeaway is that you go to the restaurant, you know, you hang around for a while, take it home. It's really delicious.
Yeah, I can't say I miss the takeaway, but if you're at the restaurant, you might as well stay, aren't you? Unless you've got to get back for a rugby match or something.
Well, I suppose, I don't know, it was just part of the fun to have it in front of the telly.
Yeah.
But I am from the north.
You are.
So
yes.
That's what we did in the north. Yeah. And what about any drinks or anything?
Well, for me, because I'm from Somerset, the obvious one is cider. Now, we can get cider in France, but it's a very poor copy from Brittany or places like this. Somerset cider, it is like an angel dancing, crying on your tongue.
It is
so good. But the real Somerset cider, which is a cider which is a bit stronger in alcohol than the ones we find here, and it's something that you cannot see through. And generally, when I was young and beautiful...
What, so you can't see through
no,
the
it's cloudy.
Cider?
It's cloudy. The real stuff. There are ones which are filtered, but it's not the same. And the best ones are the ones that you actually go to the farm with your jerry can or your bottles, and you buy it by the gallon, in fact.
A gallon, you know what a gallon is? I do. It's a very big container.
How many litres, do you know?
I know
this because I used to see it on... I keep silly facts in my head from oil cans, and I know it's 4.54 litres. So you go and get, you know, a 10-gallon... you get a 10-gallon drum of cider and take it back. And we used to have a wooden cider barrel, and we'd go and get it filled up, and it was lovely.
Golly, and how long did that cider last? I mean, did it go off, or...?
It was always drank before it went off. It would last about an afternoon. But it's very, very good.
Oh, wow. Okay. And, I think that kind of covers most of the things that we miss. Anything else that you miss in particular?
There's a load, but maybe we can talk about that in another podcast.
I think we should, because in looking, we've got quite a long list, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do it again.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.